Friday marked International Women's Day, which is celebrated each year on March 8th in honor of women throughout the world. The United Nations has declared the theme of this year's day as Time for Action to End Violence Against Women. Lizette Robledo Gonzalez is a policy and advocacy officer for Progressio, a Catholic-rooted humanitarian aid agency. She spoke with Vatican Radio about this theme chosen by the UN and the challenge of confronting violence against women throughout the world.
The UN Commission of Women have selected year on year to concentrate on a particular topic in order to address the problems relating to women. And this year, prevention and elimination of women, apart from being set up as part of their agenda, it is an important issue for women around the world. We have seen especially through the end of 2012, the most horrific attacks against women and girls, and this is an issue that requires the world's attention. Women represent half of the population around the world and still are seen as second-class citizens. This needs to be addressed and considered by policymakers in order for them to develop their policy accordingly.
Now, right now you're in New York following the Commission on the Status of Women. What are some of the main topics being discussed at this gathering?
Well, the main issues throughout is violence against women and girls. There are grassroots organizations here, solidarity groups, women's solidarity groups, women's organizations, other NGOs around here. And they are all trying to influence their respective government positions in order for those governments to make a decision with regards to the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls.
Now, from what you've been seeing and through your research, what would you say is the outlook with regard to confronting this global problem of violence against women?
I think the problem of violence is a problem of perception and stereotype, how women are perceived by society, whether they are just care holders of their own homes, or they are seriously can contribute to the development of their own society. And that's what women want. They want to be seen as citizens in their own countries, within their own cultures, within their own societies, that have something to give, they have something to contribute back to their own society. And they want to recognize and value like anybody else. So that's the main question. Why are women still perceived as second-class citizens when they can contribute with such a huge amount of skills, abilities, in order to nurture their own societies and future?
Now, what sort of work is Progressio doing to help ensure women's rights in the world and prevent violence against them?
Well, we are supporting women in the Yemen, for example, trying to work alongside faith leaders so that women are recognized and their rights are recognized by their own societies. In Somaliland, we have a program that encourages women's political participation, and this is in an effort for women to generate their own change and their own transformation. In that regard, by empowering women, you actually are helping them to become more visible. Women have gone through a lot of hardship in order to get to this point. We have managed to achieve the vote in some countries, well, most of the countries, but there are still a lot of progress to be made. I would like to call upon people to generate some level of solidarity for women so that we can actually achieve the change that we need in order to transform the world.